comment from the record. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Gary of Sussex just called in. Connor, thank you for texting me what he said, since I am still working on issues on my end on the sound, but you can hear me. And Gary called in to say that he has changed his mind about which Republican he's going to vote for, although he's going to vote for one of the Republican candidates. But he asks, quote, why are you spending time criticizing Republicans like Rebecca Clayfish when you should be rallying your largely left listener base to vote for Evers? Well, Gary, thanks for your comment. You're a principled conservative. I always enjoy it when you call in. But I will say this. I don't know that this show has a largely left listener base. It has a large listener base. And there are a lot of people on the left, but there are also a lot of mainstream Democrats. There are a lot of moderates, and there's some Republicans, Gary, like yourself. And so this is not a question of personally attacking anybody, but this is just saying the truth. Tim Michaels, for instance, in an appearance the other day, said for the first time that there was, quote, certainly fraud in the 2020 election. Certainly fraud. That disqualifies him, in my view, from being a nominee, simply because there was no fraud. He knows there's no fraud. And up until now, one of the things he'd been doing was basically giving the impression of siding with the Republicans in a lot of things, but being a little more moderate and reasonable. He has been endorsed, for instance, by Tommy Thompson, who's a very actually effective governor, and he was elected four times. So you have that, I mean, in his favor. But when he comes around and says there was fraud and he knows there was no fraud, that's toxic. That's an attack on our democracy. And even though he knows it's false, people listening to it are not necessarily going to know it's false, and he's contributing to the destruction of our democracy. On the other hand, Rebecca Clayfish has all along said there was fraud too. Made no bones about it. That's false, too. Gableman was at the Michaels rally. Gableman's the guy who sucked up over $1 million. I'm tired of this guy. I'm real tired of him. And, you know, Rebecca Clayfish is endorsed by Pence. I mean, here's the guy that cut from the gallows, said, you know, hang Mike Pence, and he's, who's he? He's coming endorsing folks? He should run for his life. You know, I mean, I'm not kidding. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be, down in some lonesome valley, swinging from a white oak tree. That's Pence. That's Pence. And he's endorsing what? Rebecca Clayfish? And Rebecca Clayfish, you know, is described by a former president as not having what it takes to be governor. You know, I agree. Rebecca Clayfish, and you want my feeling on this thing, Gary? I'm going to give you my feeling on this thing. And that's why I appreciate principled conservatives calling in. Rebecca Clayfish reminds me of Kristi Noem, Kim Reynolds, and Carrie Lake down Arizona. Four very attractive women. They stand there reciting dogma with shiny eyes. And then like rockets, they put their arms around each other and start kick dancing, going, where are the girls from Foxconn High? We don't smoke and we don't drink. We're talking Republicans here. We're talking governor here, for the love of Pete. For the love of Pete. This is wrong. She should not be governor, and Michael shouldn't be governor. Evers does not have a primary opponent. Evers does not have a primary opponent. Okay, thanks for calling. It looks like Gene of Eau Claire is in. Gene, you'll have to let, you know, you may not have heard before, but the sound on my end is down, not on the studio's end. So you'll have to give your comments to Connor, and then Connor will... kind of will text them to me, and I'll comment. Thank you for your patience today, and we will be back in the swing of my being able to hear things tomorrow. Being able to hear things tomorrow. Okay, I want to talk about Alex Jones quickly. Now, he is a real bad guy, a real piece of work. He's the one that mocked the grieving parents of the Sandy Hook massacre in Connecticut, where they all lost their little ones in the first grade back in 2012. And he said it was a scam and they were doing it to get money and all this. They sued him. He lost. A jury just came in. The other day, they gave him $4 million in compensatory damage. They gave him 45.2 punies, punitive damages. The total hit on him is now $49.2 million. And that lying skunk just sat there, complained. But now he's claiming he's going to declare bankruptcy. Well, let me tell you a little something about bankruptcy, because Alex Jones is going to have a little learning to do. Bankruptcy has an exception for fraud. And that means you can't discharge your debts if you committed a fraud. In the 19th century in Europe, like in merry old England, if you read Dickens, the novels, if you owed money and couldn't pay it, they threw you in jail. Then they put your wife and your kids in with you until you could pay it. Well, you couldn't work in jail, so you never paid it, and you sat in jail. Can you believe that? So they got rid of it, and they said, we're going to have bankruptcy. The thing about bankruptcy is two things. One, you can only declare it once every 7 years, so you can't be doing it every year. Secondly, you can't commit fraud when you do it. It's a criminal offense if you lie or do something fraudulent. And third, if you committed a fraud that's the subject of the liability, that can be not dischargeable in bankruptcy. So if the lawyers for the Sandy Hook parents are good, and I'm sure they are, the lawyers from the for the Sandy Hook people, they're going to say what he said was a lie. He knew it was a lie. It was fraudulent. Don't let him declare bankruptcy. Then you know what you do? Then you garnish everything he ever gets, his wages, any dividends he gets from stocks, or you seize any stocks that he has, and you relentlessly pursue him. You pursue him, and that's what they got to do with Alex Jones. Okay, a couple of you have called in. I'm going to start responding. Then we're going to go to a break and respond some more, and thank you for your courtesies. Mark from the SAC called in. He wanted to add that if there was fraud, Democrats would be in control of both chambers of Congress, that the only provable fraud that occurred were people voting for Trump twice. Mark from the SAC, thanks a lot for that good comment. What Mike's saying is, not only was there no fraud in the election, but if there had been, presumably we would have done better than 50-50. But also, he's true. The kinds of little pieces of fraud they found, let me tell you what they were. These were Trump voters who had two addresses, like they had a country cabin up north, and they'd vote in both places. Those are Trump voters. There's one instance of Democratic fraud that I've heard of, and that was a woman lived with her mom. Her mom was elderly. They got a ballot, and her mom died before the ballot was filled out, but she knew how her mom was going to fill it out, so she filled it out and mailed it in, and you can't do that. That is fraudulent. I get it. That is fraudulent, but that said, that doesn't overturn the election. And the two or three Trump people who lied about voting in two places, that doesn't do it either. Mark from the SAC is correct. What happened was there was not fraud that would have changed the election. Gableman lied and said it was. And now Clayfish and Michaels are lying, saying it is. And so is Rampton. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Connor will get me your comments, and I will respond back after the break.